Guaminyan. Yeah. And the Guaminyan are good people because they are part of the Filipinos before. Uh-huh. As far as I know, most of those are Filipinos. Those Filipinos who did not surrender to the Spanish. Yeah. And they were thrown away in Guam, you see.
Where you worked, were you the only member of the Federation at your job? Like, and also, were there other Filipinos in your work group?
Well, when I went to Guam, there is one member that comes with me.
Oh. Who is that?
Mr. Sicalbo.
Sicalbo.
Yeah. He is my... I live with him. When I joined the Federation in Molokai, he is with me.
Oh.
You see. And when we move to Honolulu, still we are
together.
We move to Honolulu too. And when I find the job, when I take the job for Guam, he come with me again. You see.
Oh, so you went together.
Yeah.
Was he doing the same kind of work?
Yeah, he is carpenter.
Is he still alive?
Well, I don't know, he's in the Philippines now.
Oh. Where? In what?
Some place in Tarlac, Camiling.
His hometown?
Yeah.
Is Tagalog?
Ilocano.
Oh, Ilocano.
When I arrived in Guam, the supervisors of the shop asked in our crew if who got the experience in working in the shop. See? So I said, I. Mm-hmm. So he asked me again to take him. See?
Oh.
And besides him, I take 4 guys with me in the shop again to work.
So you were like the leader?
Yes, because I have the experience. Mm-hmm. They are a carpenter, but they don't have the shop experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what you were making, Tata, you said were box crates?
Oh, in Guam.
Yeah.
I work in the shop and make those materials for the outside work, like moldings and any kind, cabinet like that, you see.
I see. For the Navy.
Yeah, for the Navy, because we are working for the Navy, making barracks, their quarters, and anything, those working outside, if they need cabinet, they give to the shop and we make in the shop. If they need some moldings like that, any kind, finishing job, we supply them because we have the equipment, we have the power tools in the shop. You see.
Tata, at this time, when you went to Guam, how much were you earning in the first place? How much is your salary?
Those days, the carpenters are earning only, we are higher. $1.75 an hour, you see. That is the highest rate before.
Mm-hmm.
But when we arrived there, they give us raise every 3 months. And I am lucky that my rate is level with the American who came from mainland, giving everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have a higher rate than the local boys from Honolulu.
Because of your experience?
Because of my experience, and I have the people with me from the Navy. Because I work in Navy here, when I quit the job, they gave me the people.
Certification?
And when I went to Guam, all the local boys from Honolulu wanted to have the junior rating. Because they are working with those juniors, you see, but they got lower rate. See, they make a petition to the supervisors, but at that time when they make a petition, I was taking care of one furniture shop. Accidentally, I went to the big shop and they told me the news. And so I told to the supervisors, because we are talking about that in the office, if I sign a petition, what is that petition, I asked. He told me about the story, about doing a rating. Well, if that's why I have the juvenile papers at home, Oh, you bring tomorrow, they told me. So I brought that in the next day. And automatically I got the junior rating. So among us local boys, I had the top pay among the local boys from Honolulu. You see. They are making $2.40 and we are making $2.50 an hour. These are low rated before.
There weren't very many Filipinos who were doing this stuff.
Who were going to Guam
in your group?
Oh, not much.
Mostly.
Limited.
What were the rest of the people mostly? Mostly Haole or
ethnic?
Oh, mixed up.
Mixed up. Some Japanese.
Japanese.
Yeah, some Japanese, Korean, but mostly Haole is from mainland, like Mr. White, our supervisors in the shop. Uh-huh. They're all from mainland, Mr. All Haole.
How did you get along with them? Were there ever any problems?
The Haoles are very good.
You didn't feel discrimination?
No, because I was American citizen already, yeah. So I always to play with them. Even during the war in Schofield, I used to work with the Haoles. They are tall Haoles. I play jokes with them. They just carry me just like a baby. But that no counts. They wanted to play with me because I can't play jokes with them, you see, and that is what they like too.
Yeah.
That just to, okay. When you were after the war, now this thing here in Kala Paad Drive,
yeah,
was bought in 1944. You said this,
yeah,
land here.
44, I think, or 43.
Now, did you buy then? Now everybody went here since you were a spiritual member. Yeah, did you come here already at the time to buy this land?
No. We were in Kalihikai.
Okay.
You know Republican Street.
Right.
Yeah. Our apartment is there.
Uh-huh.
Two house across Republican on this side.
Uh-huh.
That's the place where we maintain our service.
Sunday school.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The spiritual members. The
spiritual members.
About how many were you there?
Oh, plenty.
40?
No, 50? Only the officers there, but that is the, that we have our chapel.
Chapel.
There, chapel.
Okay.
We, most of us are living different places, but after Friday night, if we don't have work on Saturday, all of us in the pineapple field come down because we have it trucked before. Our driver was Mr. Bulawan. Did you see Mr. Bulawan there?
Yeah.
You see, he's
he was at service today.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He's the one who come and pick us.
Yeah.
Bring us there because we have apartment. With the chapel underneath, there is a big room to accommodate about 30 members sleep there. And we have again another house by Republican Street for them to sleep. That is how we did. But the master assigned Kubiko and Bulawan to find a place to buy instead of using that as renting, because it is a very small place. So they find this place. Lastly, they found this place.
So it was Mr. Kubiko and Mr. Bulawan,
yeah,
who were ordered to find a place. Master.
From the Philippines, yeah, because the master was in the Philippines.
Yeah, the master is in the mainland, or going back and forth. You see.
This was what year?
42.
42?
Yeah, 42.
Wasn't the master in the Philippines during the war?
He is there.
For the whole war?
Yeah, because he ran as a president, he ran for a candidate for president.
Against
Quezon.
Yeah.
Right. But you said he asked you to look for the place.
Yeah.
Was it before the war when you started? Before the war.
You see. But we found this wartime already.
Okay.
So when Mr. Kubiko and Mr. Bulawan found Kaleipa'a area here, did they decide to buy it?
Yes.
Were they able to contact the master, or did he know that they
no.
were going to buy the land?
All the power are given to them.
By the master.
Yeah. Not like now, they don't depend to Brother Marion, no.
Yeah.
The master give instruction to them, and it's up to them. It's up to their judgment to do it. Not all the time contact him and, you see,
asking
like that, you
me,
see.
Yeah, right, yeah. You have responsibility.
Yeah, because if you hold an office, when they give you the order, go on, do it. Not every time contact him.
Yeah.
You see, that is how. So, we bought this, I think, 41, I think, we bought this.
Before the war? Before,
yeah.
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, yeah, because he came here first and see this.
The master.
Yeah, and then the war broke over. That's what he liked this place, because this are all jungle, it's no good place. See, he came here, that was over here by the statue. There is a stable there. So that is the one we fix a little bit to maintain our service.
So the service was held in an old stable at
yeah,
first?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And later on, when we have enough money, when we have enough money,
she wants to ask me something.
I think we bought this before the war, I think. But we built this 1942, I don't know exactly what year we bought this.
Yeah.
But I know the master came here before he went to the Philippines.
Was it, do you remember, do you have any idea how much it cost? I'm sure the land was nowhere near as valuable as it is now. Do you remember how much it might have cost when the land was first bought?
I think... This, okay. This place is very cheap.
Very cheap at that time?
Yeah. It costs only, I think one lot is 2,500. Because 35 cents square foot.
35 cents a square
yeah,
foot.
Just like my
hut. Yeah.
35 cents, very cheap.
Okay, when you chose that tata, you also asked members who were interested. How was it arranged? What was the, like how many people put in money? Who could buy for their own homes? Which ones belong to the whole community or to the church? How was it arranged?
Oh, it was like this. First of all, when this is open for sale, we have this cool space that it is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
We bought first 3 lots for the organization.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how many lots,
mm-hmm.
but the members bought their own lot, like this.
Personally?
Yeah, like this monument, by the monument.
Uh-huh.
That is bought by Mr. Ordista, Mr. Balunga, and Santos Bulilan.
Mm-hmm.
And they donated that to the organization, Filipinos of America.
I see. Okay.
And I think...
The lot where the statue now stands?
Yeah, yeah.
So that land was originally bought by these three people?
Yeah.
And then they donated it to...
Yeah.
Filipino, still Filipino Federation?
Yeah, Filipinos of America.
Uh-huh.
Was Mr. Ogatis also, did he also own some?
Oh, they own the place where they live.
Oh, but that's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
Because the two houses there,
mm-hmm.
that is a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
The first house, there are six before.
Mm-hmm.
The second house, six, there are six too.
Mm-hmm.
But when they meet the basement, they allow somebody to go in with them.
Mm-hmm.
To pay for the basement, and they are part of the owner again.
Wow.
You see, that those two houses are not does not belong to the Moncada Foundation,
mm-hmm.
but the title is under the Moncada Foundation. You see,
those two houses on the corner.
Yeah, it,
yeah.
The title is Moncada Foundation,
mm-hmm.
but that is the individual owner by the members who are living there.
Mm-hmm.
Did they donate their land
yeah.
also? They did.
No, they did not donate
the
land. But according to the political tactics of Mamatoy. Mm-hmm. They put that Moncada Foundation.
They registered it under
the Moncada Foundation.
And none of those men objected at that?
Oh no, because they are all in favor of what Mamatoy liked before.
Yeah. We'll get to that, I think.
Yeah. We have lots of
and
questions.
I think what I know that the Federation about is this by the church. Uh-huh.
Where the church is now?
The church and the next lot, because that is three lot. Mm-hmm. And this, and one lot over here, lot number 6 and lot number 38. Mm-hmm. That we had a clubhouse there before, but it was burned. And it was not rebuilt because of the carelessness of the Moncada Foundation officers. They didn't buy insurance.
Ah, so you did, okay. But which lot is that now? Who?
That is back and they are planting.
I see.
And this lot of your 8,
uh-huh.
8 lots, uh-huh. all under the Filipino Film of America,
uh-huh.
trusted by Covico.
Right.
You see.
Yeah.
But after the death, passed away of our leader, General Moncada, there are some rumors about the material officers,
mm-hmm.
like Benny Escobedo.
Mm-hmm.
Benny Escobedo's word is this. Now Covico is lucky. He is now rich. Because they think that Covico is going to own these places.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally, he is a trustee.
Right.
Filipino Film of America, trusted by Covico.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is very good.
Mm-hmm.
It did not testify that that is on property.
Mm-hmm.
They misunderstood.
Yeah.
Right. After the death, the Vice President, Victor Ramajo, came and visit here.
From California.
Yeah, from California. We received him very good.
Mm-hmm.
You see. We tell him everything, what is happening in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
See, myself and Madarang talk with Mr. Ramajo, telling him that we are glad that you come here.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that you will cooperate with the members here,
mm-hmm.
as well as the officers,
mm-hmm.
so that we will run the organization better. But when he went back to the mainland, he listened to what Benny Escobedo.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back, he finally sought,
mm-hmm.
against the spiritual division.
Mm-hmm. 1956, was it?
Yeah, yeah. 56. He did not tell his intention pertaining about this property. He did not have any meeting to confer. To confer with the officers of the organization about the property matters.
Mm-hmm.
You see. But when he came back, he just finally thought,
mm-hmm.
you know what we did, Mr. Moncada did. They call a meeting and form a trustees and transfer the lots into the names of the new trustees. That is election. Who the trustees, the members like.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, I am one,
mm-hmm.
whom they...
So what year did they do this?
That was in 1956.
Right after the death?
Yeah.
After Ramajo's visit?
Yeah. Late in 1956,
mm-hmm.
we have election for trustees,
mm-hmm.
you see. To divide the property and put to the trustees' name. We are elected 5 trustees for the property,
mm-hmm.
and 2 other different trustees, and 1 trustee for the 2 lot. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
was this before the? This is before Mamatoy founded the Moncada Foundation of America.
The Moncada Foundation, I think before.
In other words, you set up this board
before.
Of trustees for the property before the foundation,
mm-hmm.
was actually created.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of the Ramajo case.
But that is not very long already. They are very close date.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm.
that is in preparation
to
answer
up.
The lawsuit of Mr. Victor Ramajo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Okay.
So also we agreed, because Mamato, when he founded the Moncada Foundation, we are going to change the name of the Filipino Spiritual Division of the Filipino America into Moncada Foundation, mm-hmm. for a memorial foundation of our master, so that his name will not be forgotten. Oh. We agreed. But everything is the same, only the name is different.
She said.
She said. Uh-huh. But those are only political system. Uh-huh. I understand now. Uh-huh. You see. After he did that, we agreed. Later on, no more 1 year yet, he's trying, there are many tricks that he's making, and it in 1 year time I understand already his okay. works, so I am already not going with him. Anyway, I am one of his best member. I consider myself very
considered yourself to be one of the closest members.
I am the closest member
to
her.
Mama Toy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I am the only one who can explain him, or who can talk with him, uh-huh. and who can stop his anger if he get mad. Uh-huh. I tell you this. I'm not bragging. Uh-huh. You see. So within 1 year time, President Karsiak came over here, but I am not going close to them already.
Who was it that came?
President Garcia.
President Garcia, yeah. Oh yes, okay.
They were in a hurry. After the Sunday school, they were rushing to go to the airport. After the Sunday service, we went to the house. Mm-hmm. Because that is a guest house, not lost house now. Mm-hmm. Nobody are living there. That is a very good house before. Yeah. They have their dinner there. Yeah. I went to submit the pictures I take last. Uh-huh. He told me, come on, Gale, let us eat. Because I am the one, he called me the name Gali.
Gali?
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that is the name she gave me in Kuna, when we were in Kuna.
What?
Gali, G-A-L-I.
What does it mean, Tata?
Well, what's the meaning of that? I asked her. That is the name of a prince, he said.
Gali?
Yeah, prince. So,
okay.
Why are you not coming? Now, it's sometimes I sue you, see. Mm-hmm. Well, Mama, it is very hard for me to tell you. I have a personal problem. That's what I told her. What is that problem? In case you have problem in the organization, you can tell me, I'm the president. Mm-hmm. No, I don't have. Oh, tell me. That's what she said. Well, if you want to know, Mama, I will tell this to you. With your, in front of your co-officers of the Moncada Foundation, if you want to know, I have a problem in the organization. I told her that. You see, what is that? Tell me, I'm the president. Oh, I told her already. Yes, you know why. There is no more year yet of the Moncada Foundation. We meet the bylaws. I'm observing what the bylaws says, but we did not fulfill. So, that is the reason why I'm not coming very close now.
Like what, Tata, specifically? What did the bylaws say? What was she doing that you did not like, or what
well,
you could see that she was doing?
According
that you did not
to
like?
The bylaws, it says there that every year they are going to post it in the church. For election of officers, that is passed already. You see,
this is for officers of the foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
Not so. This would be her office.
No, for the officers of the Moncada Foundation.
Yeah, that would be like president.
Yeah,
her.
Yeah. So these are passed away. Uh-huh. So, and besides that, what they are doing is big difference already. So I don't like that.
Like what? What big difference, Tata?
Oh, you know.
The church.
About the movement.
Okay.
In the church, you see.
Could you explain?
Well.
Is it the Guadalupe?
See, that's
they change some of the activities in the church, which the master does not like already. Uh-huh. You know, all of us members came from different denomination when we joined the Federation. Uh-huh. Some are Roman Catholic, Protestant, yeah. Seeing the advantage. Yeah. But we are, when we went to the Federation, we plead that you are going to follow the doctrine of the Federation, not our Catholic religion already. See, that is the difference. Mm-hmm. You see.
And so, Mama Toy changed that?
Yeah, she changed that.
What sorts of changes did she make? We have asked people this before, and many people have told us some things, and I think you would probably know more than most. Is what sorts of changes did Mama Toy make in the church, and in the service, and in the religion that was different from the past?
Well,
from the old Federation religion.
The church was made for the activities and for the gospel of the Federation. Mm-hmm. Now you can see the Guadalupe. The master is underneath.
Mm-hmm. The photo of the master is beneath the two saints, the Guadalupe and the Nazareno.
And the master, that's not the picture of the master to be there. This is the one. Because the master and this, they are the same, according to our understanding. So because the master, Dr. Moncado, is representing, facing the material way. You see.
In that picture, in this picture now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. This is the pictures, and this is the pictures that's supposed to be there.
Because it's a church.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he should be in the church in his spiritual form,
mm-hmm.
not in his material form.
Yes.
And now he's in the church now in Americana, and like a material leader.
Yeah.
So in the old days there was this picture of him in the star,
mm-hmm.
and was there also a little statue of the master in the church?
Oh, they put that statue there, like that, you see, like that.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay.
Right, that used to be in the church too.
They put that before, but that's why they put that. But to me, I thought, well, that is okay.
Oh, that's addition. That was not something that you had before.
Before they put that, some guys put that, but no more complain.
But from before.
Before we don't have that because that was made by a member.
Oh.
But according to the Bible, uh-huh. you see, those are made by hands,
uh-huh.
you see. But no difference, because that is the statue of the master, uh-huh. you see.
But you
and then also the songs, they change the songs,
uh-huh.
you see. There are plenty good songs in the church that they compose good words, but the tune is not good in the church, you see.
It's not religious.
It is not religious tune.
It's more of a popular tune,
mm-hmm.
than you think.
So the songs, the tune is another expression, you see, because the tune express for God. There are tunes that express for godly and materially, you see. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
There are tunes for religious church, and there are tunes for romantic, and you see, that is one. To me, I understand that though I didn't go to school. See, that's why I am very too much different from the other members.
In your opinion, then, the important thing about the church service is that it is purely religious. It should not have any material things in it.
Yes.
And that one of the things that Mama Toy did was to bring some material things and put them into the church. And also to bring some other religious things, like Catholic saints.
Mm-hmm.
Did the church before used to have the 14 stations of the cross inside?
No, we don't have any about that. Because we are now going to the fourth master. We are leaving the third master. See, that's why the master The last year the master was here, he objected about the Christmas tree in the church that we are not going to celebrate Christmas already because we are coming to the fourth generation, that the date of 25th will be moved to other date.
Yeah, you told us that.
You see. And what the master did not like, is the one Mama Toy liked.
When the master was still visiting the church and was still alive, did Mama Toy also come to the church services?
Well, she came with the master all the time. You know, in the church before, there are always two vacant seats that nobody can sit, only the master and Mama Toy when they come together. That is extra special seat for them.
Is it similar that they still have a seat now for Mario too? Is it like that?
No, they had. You see.
Okay, when was this Christmas tree, Tata, the one that Mama Toy put, wanted Christmas tree, and the master did not like it? When, what year
was that? I think that was 1940.
Just so on the way.
Yeah, big Christmas tree.
Who put the Christmas tree?
We put the Christmas tree.
You did it because you thought it would make them happy.
Yeah.
And then the master.
We all of us agreed for that. But the master scolded us.
He scolded you for
what
that.
What did he say?
Oh, he just, next time don't put in a Christmas tree. You see that?
You know, this is important, I think. Is, in your opinion, and this will be difficult for you to answer, but you can say anything you like. What is the difference between your religion and the Catholic religion?
To the new religion?
Yeah, your Moncado belief, how does it differ from the Catholic?
Well, there is no difference because in the Catholic belief,